Some of the biggest new hits of the TV season have been sitcoms, including Two Broke Girls and Rob. TV critic Eric Deggan says the shows also highlight what he considers an insulting trend.
I was flipping around TV channels one evening, and I noticed something amazing. There was a glorious absence of black actors playing maids, sassy streetwise pimps, or bug-eyed buffoons. And then I saw this.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for coming to very important first official diner meeting.
That's Han Lee on CBS's hit comedy Two Broke Girls. He owns the diner in Brooklyn where the show's sassy heroines just happen to work. And though he's trying to lead a staff meeting, it isn't going very well.
Well, this is how I roll.
Yeah, short and slow.
No, I roll fast and furious, Tokyo Drift style.
Broken English, socially awkward, mostly asexual. These are the unfortunate qualities which seem to define Han Lee, a collection of stereotypes whose heavy accent is always good for a laugh or two. Why are we still discussing this? TV producers got this memo years ago about black characters. Rarely do we see stereotypical roles such as Beulah the maid or Rooster the streetwise black pimp who always helped Beretta out of a jam in the 70s. But Asians and Latinos? Well, they haven't been so lucky. Consider this scene from ABC's quickly canceled sitcom Work It, a comedy where one pal must explain to his buddy that to get hired at a good job, they have to dress like women.
If you're working, I'm working.
Well, I'm not sure you'd be up for everything this job requires.
But I'm Puerto Rican. I'll be great at selling drugs.
That's not what I mean.
I hope that's not what he means, because I thought I heard a character imply that Puerto Ricans are particularly good at selling drugs. And then there's Rob.
This is a big family. Now I know what's going on during all those siestas, huh?
Rob is a new CBS sitcom starring ex-Saturday Night Live star Rob Schneider, based on his real-life marriage into a Latino family. But his character, also named Rob, doesn't do so well in his first meeting with his new wife's relatives.
I mean, of course, this is a big family because you're all Catholic. You don't use protection.
Rob kicked off its first episode with a barrage of questionable jokes. First, Schneider cracked that his new relatives looked like the audience at a Julio Iglesias concert. Then his illegal alien uncle-in-law tried to borrow $7,200. But lately, Rob just looks like a badly written show, told from the perspective of its white star, surrounded by thinly developed Latino supporting players. It's taken a long time to wean writers off the easy jokes provided by stereotypes of black people. It shouldn't take nearly as long to travel that road for Latino and Asian characters. I say, it's time for TV writers and producers to remember the lessons taught by The Cosby Show, Chappelle's Show, and Tremé. The shows are better when the characters are better. And the characters are best when they transcend stereotypes instead of echoing them.
Eric Deggans is a regular commentator on this program and also the TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times.